I'm cutting out my pieces of paper from my sense trips, and I have my patchouli here. I have my patchouli ready.
I've got plenty here.
I bet you do.
Thanks.
Oh, fantastic. What?
Ready to distill.
Wow. So I've never actually seen patchouli growing. So do you have that growing in your garden?
If it wasn't such a rainy day, I would record that outside and you see the plantation I've got. I've got a whole square meter of patchouli.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm collecting it.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about all of this.
It stinks a lot.
So what I'm going to do first, Anne, I'm going to just, because we're both raring to go, so I'm just going to introduce, and then we'll be talking, and then we'll do some little, so I just wanted to say that this is a new series. Hopefully people will get interested and maybe say, okay, I would like to speak about something. Or also the other reason I spoke to you about it is because we have students that, you know, they need confidence to talk about ingredients. And so just hearing someone just talking about it and, you know, that some people kind of think, yeah, am I smelling it the right way? Am I smelling this? Is this what I'm supposed to be smelling? You know, so I think it's going to give people confidence. And then another thing it's going to do is, I don't know if you've noticed this, is that students just think, you know, maybe in terms of like when they're starting out, that there's just one patchouli, you know, patchouli is just one thing. And then there's so many. Yeah. And you go on a little search for the best patchouli and then you're on a big journey of discovery, you know. So that's the other reason.
Yeah,
It's going to be so good. And so patchouli is our first material, but we're going to be taking suggestions from people. Anybody that's listening, if they have a suggestion for something that they would like us to talk about. Wait a minute. You know what I'm missing? One thing, my glasses.
Go ahead. Get them.
I miss my glasses. I was reading it with my mind. So that's where we're going to go. And I'm already, just after seeing there, you have a big part of patchouli tree, or a branch of patchouli tree there to talk about as well, which I've never experienced. So we're going to do that. And then we've got maybe a little news break in the middle. And we're also going to be talking about your book, Anne, as well. And we're going to be talking about a few other little projects at the end then. So that's what we've got. So let's start. Oh my God. And what I'm looking at right now is a big basket of patchouli branches and leaves. And my question was, do you use the whole thing, like all the leaves and the branches together?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The branches have got more patchouli than the leaves, actually.
Oh, right.
Some distiller from Indonesia taught me that.
Oh, so
I tried to cut, because I used to separate the leaves. And she said, no, you don't do that. You have to put the branch in, because the branches have more patchouli than the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So
you probably have to boil it for a long, long time to get the...
No, the leaves give that smoky, dry scent in patchouli. It's very... It's what I call stinky, but it's not stinky exactly. It's very dry and ashy.
Okay, and is it anything like... Is it anything like patchouli oil? Or does it have any...
It is very patchouli-like, it's very dry. It's not that warm thing.
Okay.
The warm thing is the branch.
Right.
This is very dry, very, very faint, actually, but then ashy. And
right. But you would still eat the leaves.
That papery side of patchouli.
Okay.
It's the leaf.
Okay.
And the warmth and the thickness and the deep patchouli is the branch. I didn't know that. I used to do the leaves only.
That's so interesting.
And the oil was faint and dry as well, you know. But it's got its place too.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
So you mean the leaf, so you can actually get the leaf, essential oil of the leaf by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. I've never actually smelled that.
Yes, I never thought it was different of that, you know.
Okay.
But the whole branch, they take it out and dry it. I used to distill it fresh.
Mm.
It's no good.
Oh, like the bay leaves. You know, bay leaves, only you dry them and suddenly all their aromatic
smell comes. Yeah, exactly like patchouli. Patchouli
is
smelly when it's fresh, but it gets a bit more kind of cooked scent in the back, you know, when you do it. Only the leaves, and when it's fresh, it needs to be dry.
That's very interesting.
Mm. When you distill them fresh, it smells like boiled vegetable in the back, you know, in the secondary scent of it, boiled vegetable.
So, oh, wow. So it would be quite a big mistake then.
When you distill them dry, this thing disappears, you know,
yeah.
And get the pure smell of patchouli. Yeah. I got an experience out of my inexperience, you know.
Oh, well, you know, you learn more from your mistakes, don't you?
Yes.
Wow. And so when you're distilling that, then you put it all in. Now it's all dried and you would.
Yes. So I am going to distill last year's crop from patchouli. That's dried inside a glass jar, a big glass jar.
Wow. So it's matured before it's distilled. Oh, that's fantastic.
So I'm gonna distill that one. And this one I'm going to put to stock for next year.
Okay.
I'm learning. Still learning.
Still learning. And then do you like cut it at a particular time of year, or is it just in the spring or the autumn when you're pruning?
The end of summer. The end of summer is gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's best, you know. So now it's the time to collect it.
Well, I'm learning so much about patchouli now.
That's why I love it so much, you know. I've got it nearby.
You've got it, exactly. I'm going to look more into the growing and see if I can even grow some here, because it's something I never thought about.
Close together, I could give you some cuttings.
Maybe a different strain that grows. We're so wet and cold here, Anne.
Yeah.
So what patchoulis do you have now? I know I'm not the best at describing things, but I have two. Now, they're lovely and old. I have, you know, do you remember Anatolian Treasures?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that one. I have that. So that's from Indonesia.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It must be fantastic.
And
I
have
to say
a long time.
To all the students, patchouli, the older, the better.
Yeah, the older, the better. Yeah. This one is from 2002. So it only feels like yesterday. But
it's my youngest one from 2024.
Wow,
from Rio Grande do Norte here in Brazil. It's Brazilian patchouli.
Oh, excellent.
It's very nice. Very similar to Haitian patchouli.
Okay, because I couldn't find any new patchoulis. You know, I don't go through enough of it to have to buy in a stock, you know. So the two I have are very old. I have another antique from Mandy Aftel, and I think that's about the same age, but it was already an antique when I bought it. It was already aged. So
wow.
There's a two.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but I would love to, I'm going to just make a scent strip. So do you want to go... You know what I would love is, well, I'm going to put one on a strip anyway, this one. What do you have?
This is one I got from Poyi.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a special patchouli that's only heart from, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that deep soil thing.
Yeah.
It's only the heart and to the top patchouli.
Okay.
It's very beautiful. And I think it is redistilled, you know.
Oh, yes.
The person distills patchouli, get 1 liter,
yeah,
and redistills it and get the top notes of my tulip. It's beautiful. And this one is an Indian one, iron free.
Oh, okay.
When you say iron free,
what do you mean? You mean it's clear?
It's copper. Definitely copper distilled.
Oh, wow.
This patchouli here.
Can you actually smell the copper, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because the other one is irony. Very iron thing, you know.
Oh, it has an iron thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I've got another one that's in there. It smells like diesel.
No way. And do you think that's how
it
was?
Know, it can blend into diesel. And this is the patchouli I've got, you know, a kind of diesel one, very thick.
Yeah, like tar.
Yes, tarry, yeah.
Yeah. This one is quite dark.
This one is quite dark.
And this actually says dark patchouli. So what's the difference then when you hear dark patchouli as opposed to light patchouli?
Iron distiller.
Okay. Oh, so this one would be iron. Also.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have one now like copper to compare it to, but I can pick up iron notes. Yeah.
The light patchouli is stainless steel distillers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And you can compare one and you get the iron. You get the iron scent.
Yeah, I do. I can actually get the iron scent from that. I can smell it. Now, it's so hard, isn't it?
Bloody.
Yes, bloody. Oh, my God. You're so good.
Yeah, it's a kind of blood in it.
Yeah, it is. There's a real earthiness in this one now as well. Really strong. It's like being in a cave that nobody's been in for a long time.
Yeah. Tutankhamun.
Yeah. But like it's hard when it's not diluted. I think I have a dilution.
When you dilute, it opens like flower. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's a completely different experience, isn't it?
Yes. Patchouli is magic, I think. Yeah. Some people don't like it because it reminds of the hippie times.
That's what everybody says, you know. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah, because it's natural, yeah. And the thing about patchouli that I love more, I think, it's the ability of blending itself into flowers.
Yeah.
It's amazing the way it does to flowers.
Wow.
When you match patchouli with rose, the patchouli disappears and the rose appears so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So full, so deep, embraces you, you know, and say, wow.
Yeah.
This is not a rose. This is much more than a rose.
Yeah.
It's a rose that engulfs you, you know. And it's patchouli magic in it because the patchouli disappears.
Amazing. And you'd use such a high dilution, wouldn't you, with rose too?
No, you put the two at 10%.
Okay.
But you put like two drops patchouli for 8 rose.
Okay.
And you get this amazing rose that you can't believe it exists because it doesn't exist.
Oh my God. I'm going to run over to my organ now. I'm going to see if I have actually got diluted. I think I might have diluted something. It'd be almost like a perfume by itself, Anne, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Two together.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
It just mix with any flower. It does the same magic, you know.
Yeah.
Any flower.
Okay.
With ylang ylang, it works marvelous things, you know. Ylang ylang can be so sickly.
Yeah.
But patchouli, it gets marvelous, fantastic.
Really? Boronia. I've never tried it.
Boronia with patchouli. Tuberose with patchouli. It works wonders.
Oh.
It works wonders, yes. It's jasmine with patchouli. It's another jasmine. You say, where did you get this jasmine? It's so strong, that's so deep, that so needs only to talk to you to get you, you know. It's patchouli.
Wow.
The magic of it, you know. You only need a drop of it.
Only a drop. And then it makes it last longer as well, doesn't it?
Yes.
It adds a longevity to the perfume.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, the better the patchouli, the better the effect. No,
now you have to pick and choose then.
You have to pick and choose. Because so what's your favorite?
So many.
Yeah, there's so many. Tell me your favorite one that you know. That's a hard question, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this iron-free, the copper patchouli is fantastic. This is light from Indonesia.
Oh, precious little drop. My God.
I've got three more of these. Three more.
Yes.
Full.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's okay.
yeah.
This drop is amazing. Beautiful.
Oh, but so precious. And is that diluted already? Yeah.
No, it's
It's quite light.
Yeah. And you get patchouli from India. You get patchouli from Indonesia.
Yeah.
Which one's very popular because it's beautiful.
Right.
There are many kinds of Indonesian patchoulis, different kinds of species, you know, because it's a genus. I've got two only. This that goes on the ground, like, you know, a bushy like this, you know, small. There is another that goes like a little tree, a small tree, a bush, kind of a bit taller, and smells totally different, but still patchouli. It's amazing. What a species. What a fantastic plant. You know,
absolutely, it really is. I'll have to follow this up actually with a real close look at it to look into, collect all the information about it, you know, in terms of all the different species and what grows where as well, because I think
terroir to wherever it grows different, and
this is the thing.
The one from Haiti, it's beautiful, very, you know, liquor thing. You know,
licorice. Oh, very good,
yeah.
That's a note now that you pick up, actually, this kind of does have a licorice.
And this color too, you know, a bit lighter than this one.
Yeah.
The patchouli from
That's
Haiti.
Very light and not very thick. It's so hard to get alcohol here. But then alcohol, and you can use oil as well to dilute. You know, I still have some of this old rose concrete, imagine. Some of the old rose
beautiful rose concrete, beautiful, lovely.
And I'm just going to plaster it together. Oh, yeah, so fabulous. Oh, I couldn't believe, you know, because it wasn't a favourite of mine at all. And then when you smell a different patchouli, then you realise, oh, my God, what you've been missing, you know?
Yeah, it's so versatile, you know, generous. Because
and so generous,
You get a patchouli at 10%. You get a patchouli at 20%. Another smell.
Yes.
At 5%, it's another smell again. At 2%, it's still there, and another smell. Very nice, very suave, you know.
That's right.
Powdery.
So it's...
it can be anything.
It's one of those ones it's worth investing in, isn't it? Like, if you were to seek and find, you know, like, maybe see and get some samples. And then when you do find one that you really like, it's worth investing, even, you know, by 30 mils or 50 mils or 100 mils, because it will keep, you know?
I guess 10 mils of anyone, you know, that appeals to you, because they're going to be different.
Exactly. They're going to be different.
This diesel one, you say, it's a stinky thing, you know.
Yeah.
But when you dilute it, it's just like honey and flowers and nature and everything.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Yeah, different story. And it's the same. It really does different things on your skin as well, doesn't it? Depending on who's wearing
it. It's good for your skin too, you know, if
it's
you want to
get good
for your
skin.
Or something like that. You can put patchouli to perfume.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good for you. It's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I like about patchouli is the combos it can do in a perfume, you know, and the way it works in the opening. Always opening.
Okay, so even though people would be listening now, they think, patchouli is a bass note.
It affects
the opening and affects the top notes.
Affects, you know, affects the whole perfume, you know. It's like Justine says, you know, it doesn't have a bass note, a heart note, a top note in natural perfume. It's like a vortex, you know. It's all mixed together and they climb and they go down again and they go up and down they go again and up they go. It's a live perfume. It's not stank, you know. It's not a thing that's, you know, this is a molecule, okay, be there molecule. No,
yeah.
it's a revolution. It's another thing, perfume that is alive, you know.
Yeah, it undulates, doesn't it? Like according to time.
So you can find patchouli as a bass note, but you can find patchouli as a top note too, because it can go anywhere he wants to.
Yes.
it's beautiful, you know, it's magic.
Like the bishop in the game of chess, the bishop can't go anywhere. Like the queen.
Yeah. The horse too. Yeah?
The horse, yeah.
More like the horse, you know.
More like the horse, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like the horse.
Yeah, it's like a key to unlock.
It's humble too. It's very humble.
Yeah.
Patchouli is humble.
It is, yes, that's right. It never shouts. Like, so I could have this here and on its own, it doesn't really do anything much until...
No.
It touches something else, you know, and then that's when you smell it. That's when it's almost like it amplifies other.
Yes. Yeah. It's I call it Mestre Sala. It's a figure that's in a samba school that dances with the flag of the school, you know. There is a woman, Porta Bandeira, that she holds the flag of the club. She's in the avenue, you know, like Tela, Mangueira, all those samba schools in Brazil. And she holds the flag. It's the most important figure in the school.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the superstar. She's got a beautiful dress and she dances with that flag all over the place and things.
Yeah.
But she's got a friend with her, which is the Mestre Sala. And I figure this Porta Bandeira is the flag girl, is the flower.
Yeah.
And this guy around, samba dancing all the time with the fanning her. Showing the flag, showing the girl, showing the dance, and dancing around her, making like pirouettes around her all the time. And I think it's patchouli dancing around the flower, making it beautiful, more beautiful than it was before. Mm. This is it. It enhances everything.
It exalts. It exalts.
Yeah,
like ambergris is like that too, isn't it?
Yes.
It does a similar...
Ambergris is another story,
It's another story, we'll go
another
there.
Another story, please, don't mix them both together.
Oh, we'll go there all by itself, but it is a similar... When you can barely smell it, like 1%, and it will still do something in, you know.
It does a lot. It does a lot.
Yeah. You can't underestimate it, you know. You really can't.
No, you can see, you notice the difference between the perfume before and after.
Yeah.
Or patchouli. It's the same function.
Yeah, and then when it ages, then I wonder what happens to it, you know, as it gets older.
Because every time I smell them.
Yeah, like,
oh
I
my God.
This one here.
The more I like
20 years old now. It's so precious. But like, well, all essential oils and are precious, but like it's... This one is compared to this one. This one's so dark and this one is so light. But I don't know if this could be copper still. Oh, my goodness. Ah! Yeah, it kind of you can really smell the wood. It's almost like a sandalwood, actually. Do you know? It's so amazing. It has that softness. Yeah, wow. Oh, good God. That is something else. The colour is so golden, antique. Yeah,
beautiful.
So how old does it have to be before it's an antique, I wonder?
4 years.
How many?
4 years.
Oh, 4 years. No way.
Yes.
Oh, after this 4 years,
we've got a vintage battery.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, for anybody listening, it's a very good investment, you know.
Yes.
To go and search and to buy it, and like even if you don't use it, it's gaining value as it sits, so long as you store it properly.
The older it is, the better.
Yeah.
And to sell it is you just charge the price you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. God. Just with that little bit of rose concrete now there, it's just incredible. And that's not how you would do it, obviously. That's just completely
just
raw.
Just to have an idea.
Yeah, just completely raw. But it's not how you do it, is it? Yeah, you've got to dilute to get that full...
Oh, when they marry together, then
yeah, yeah,
become one.
Yeah, and then what would you? What's your favorite to pair it with? Then, like it, you know, as a base note, it goes with vanilla, doesn't it? And it goes with benzoin.
It goes very well with vanilla. Lovely with vanilla. And yeah. I use the tincture of both of them.
Oh, no way!
I tincture the leaves and mix with the vanilla tincture. Oh, it's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful.
Yeah, the tinctures are very good too. I love tinctures.
Yeah, oh, I love them as well. We're doing, it's something I meant to mention, but I gave you a little taster of the booklet. So we're going to have a tincture kit. And I think patchouli is one of the tinctures. In Ireland, we can't get alcohol, you know, to make perfumes. Mm-hmm. So the workaround is to use tinctures that are already made in, you know, they're already tinctures. So you could use the tincture as a kind of a basis for your perfume if it was diluted enough, like 40, I think they're around 40, 45% tincture. So, but that's very strong, isn't it? Quite strong.
No, but you can dilute it anyway.
Yeah, you can dilute it. Yeah, yeah.
And you can make oil perfumes with patchouli too.
Okay, it works well in oil, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think base notes are my favorite to work with.
I don't know. I love them all.
Yeah.
Base notes made me mad completely because I think, you know, you have to elaborate the base notes much more because they stay longer in the perfume.
Yeah.
So you have to present a beautiful base for the perfume, you know.
Mm.
Because it's going to stay longer.
Yeah.
So you have to elaborate a lot more on the base notes. That's why you have to love them.
Yeah. Patchouli is so versatile. We'll
do vetiver next time.
Yeah, we're going to do vetiver.
Oh, my God. What can I do? I'm mad about vetiver too.
Would patchouli and vetiver be friends? Would they... match? No.
Yes, they match together fantastically.
Really?
Too. In a base note, mix vetiver with patchouli or tonka beans with patchouli.
Oh, that's something that'd be interesting to try. Ooh,
yeah.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
It gives you that chocolatey thing.
Yeah. And of course, chocolate and patchouli.
Yeah. Chocolate and patchouli. Cocoa patchouli.
Yes.
And patchouli
cocoa,
and the
cocoa,
beans, they make some, you know, my friends, my vegan friends, they make feijoada with beans and patchouli.
No way.
Beans and put 2 drops of patchouli in the beans.
Oh, to give what kind of flavor?
Ah, oh, it's beautiful. It smells like, you know, there's a lot of meat in it.
Really? Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Gosh, I honestly, I'm learning so much about patchouli. This is unbelievable. Because, okay, so I know you can probably make a tea from leaves. I know that. You can make a tea.
I think it's never tried, but I can.
So it'll be just the oil, really, and used in cooking. That's just amazing.
Yes.
And it's quite a safe one, actually, isn't it? That's another reason I really like it, is it's safe. They haven't really done anything in terms of, you know, restrictions. They haven't.
No, it's very easy on you. So no problems about patchouli.
Yeah, no problems with that.
Lavender is more dangerous than patchouli, too.
Lavender is destroyed now.
Yeah.
I know we digress away from patchouli, but they're even saying now that it affects hormones.
All right.
It's terrible. It's really terrible. Yeah. I mean, I know probably what they're talking about. I know what they're talking about, but they're not talking about, you know, the usage that we're talking about, you know.
Yeah.
It's a different thing when they test that little component. But anyway, that's another conversation. We'll have to. I think lavender is.
Make a list of subjects, because there are plenty.
Yeah, we're going to make a list. And I think, like, I mean, what are your top, like, obviously you gave all the descriptors there, but like, if you were to, like, obviously earthy is the big one with patchouli, isn't it? It's the one. And
woody.
And woody. Yeah, woody. But the other thing is, it's resinous as well.
Resinous.
Even
too.
Though, yeah, like it's a wood. It's like, but I wonder, is the tree, is it resinous itself? You know, the wood, you know, the way.
Yeah, a tree. It's like a vegetable.
Oh, is
it's
it?
A small plant, yeah.
Okay. Wow. So like a bit like cistus, you know, the rock
it's rope. A herb, actually. It's right. A herb.
Okay.
I think a leaf like that's half the plant.
Okay, yeah.
So it grows like this, you know, horizontally.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it doesn't grow up the way. It grows like out the way.
It grows like this, you know.
Lovely.
And on the ground, you know, it's not a big tree.
Okay. Do you know what I'm thinking of? You know, have you ever seen the rock rose or the cistus? You know where they get the laudanum from?
Yeah.
Like similar size to that. That's a kind of a bush.
Smaller.
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 Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to look out for it now and get some.
Let's see. Have you seen those spinach like?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it might grow out of my patio, actually.
Yeah. If you have a place that's warm enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can grow it in your apartment. You know,
okay, I've learned so much about it now. Amazing. And it's not too expensive, but then again, it depends on what it's worth shopping around, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I got this one from the distiller.
No way.
In the northeast of Brazil.
Wow.
I bought half liter. I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
I bought
Do you
liter.
Use it in soap? It goes quite well in soap.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I've got a drawer here behind me with some patchouli soap. I made it
beautiful.
4 days ago.
Oh, beautiful. That's a lovely one for putting in your drawer or in with your clothes, isn't it? The patchouli soap.
Or
even just having it in your room.
Sachets and... Yes. Little things with patchouli in it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And it's good. Is it good for moths?
Yes.
I think it is, because we have moths actually at the moment. And I was trying to think last night, what would be good for moths? And I was thinking, just when you said it there.
They used to put a mixture of vetiver and patchouli.
No way. Oh, vetiver. That's a lovely mix now. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
Vetiver and patchouli, they used to put in Indian cloth to export.
Oh, so they don't get the blooming moths. Oh, I pulled out a blanket that I crocheted for one of the kids when they were babies. The whole thing, it was pure wool. So they love pure wool. They love natural fabrics, of course. And the whole thing just fell apart in my hands. And I don't like camphor, you know. My mother used to use the camphor mothballs, but I don't think I'm ready to have my bedroom smelling like a, you know, really old.
Yeah, overpowering.
My mother's room, you go in, and I'm not insulting my mother now, you know, she's not with us anymore, but it's such a smell, the camphor, isn't it? It's not very pleasant.
No.
No.
It's like medicinal,
Yeah. medicinal. So the patchouli, that's what I'm going to do when we're finished on this podcast. I'm going to make something to put, like sachets to put, but you could make sachets and put, you know, drops of patchouli into the sachet. Yeah.
Diluted, spent. Yeah, diluted.
Yeah, otherwise I'll be going around. Mm-hmm. I'll be smelling like a hippie if I don't. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everybody would be going, what's that, no, Ruth? No. Yeah, I'd be like, OTT, patchouli.
To make it balance, you know. Otherwise,
yeah, you have to make it balance. Yeah, I have a little spray bottle and...
Do you know what matches fantastically with it?
What's that?
Cinnamon.
Oh, no way. Oh, I'm going to write that down now. Cinnamon and...
Cinnamon and patchouli.
Cinnamon and patchouli, ah.
It's bizarre.
Really? I've never, ever... Fantastic. You know something I would never think about? Pairing the two of them together.
I keep pairing them, you know. I'm mad about it. I keep pairing patchouli with anything.
Yeah, just to see what else happens. Because cinnamon is such an amazing one, actually, because it's very, like, it kind of goes across the whole spectrum of, you know, top note, middle note. It just changes. So
yes, it goes all the range, you know, it does. Has a big voice.
Yeah, it has a really big voice, and it's got that spicy, it can be overpowering as well. And I think that's the thing with patchouli.
It can be very soft and powdery, depends on dilution.
Yeah, it depends on the dilution, yeah. So it'd be around the same, like if you were to rate patchouli strength-wise, it'd be way up there with 5. 1, 0 to 5, patchouli would be 5. And yeah. Cinnamon would be 5 as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Be definitely.
It's and a clove. Punch in the face.
And what about clove and patchouli?
Never tried.
Never tried? Never good try idea. That. I'm gonna have to do.
It's a good idea, though.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Kind of sweet, but different. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be doing some blending today. Now I'm totally inspired. How long have we been talking? Have we been
an hour?
Oh, an hour. Okay. Yeah. Well, we've got. I just there's a couple of things I wanted to mention before. So one of them was your book. So. I'm going to put the link to your book. There's no point in giving the domain name here because it, you know, people don't remember. So I'm going to put the link into the description. Mm-hmm. So you've had 2 publishings of it, haven't you? It's already gone to print twice already.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yes. That's really good.
It's a good book.
A good book. Yeah, it's getting really good reviews and everything. So definitely recommend that book. And what's the name of the book? You say it better than I do.
Not as the Perfumista.
Beautiful. And then another thing to do with books as well is that you do every Sunday. Now, I know you're not going to keep going forever, but we have a big, long, I think we have 3 months now built up of Sundays. I think is it 12 you've done? You haven't missed a Sunday for maybe 3 months?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
I didn't miss a Sunday.
You're reading Justine's book, and that's true Portuguese, but we have it on, we have them all together in the course, and then gradually, now when it's on Vimeo, I can do the translations back to English, you know, so you can have the English subtitles. But the only thing is it costs credits every time I do it. So I'm doing it one at a time because it costs money to do that. So gradually they'll all be in English. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As well as Portuguese. And then this one, I will make this one into Portuguese as well as in English. So there'll be Portuguese subtitles on this one. But that book reading is fantastic. Like, what's the max people you had in there one day? You had so many.
51.
You, yeah, 51 people listening to your reading.
Yeah.
And so that's so nice. Cool. Yeah, it's so cool. And the atmosphere is amazing. So it's free to join. So you can just message us and we can give you the link. And then after you can pay then to look at them afterwards. So that's really big news. So in the news as well, we've got another thing to mention. So we've got a certified perfumer in Seoul in South Korea. And we have another one in Hong Kong. I'm going to put the links to them in, I have to look up the names now.
Great.
I know. So
this is NPA. I love it.
So now what we also might do is take questions and, like, if anybody has any ideas for other materials, and then as well, I'll put Anne's link as well in the description, and the link to the book, and the link to that course as well. So before we go, what would you say? So just to finish up with patchouli, if you were to say patchouli's best friends in the whole world, if you had to pick five best friends for patchouli.
Of patchouli.
Yeah. What would you say?
First one, Rose.
Okay.
First one, Ylang Ylang.
Ooh, going to try that.
Vanilla.
Lovely.
Vetiver.
Okay.
Oak moss.
Oh, that's one now for the books. The oak moss. So what does oak moss, before we go now, what does oak moss do?
Yeah. Moss is cheaper.
It's really like masculine, isn't it?
Yes, very, very masculine.
Very masculine.
It's when patchouli, you know, just gives itself. It's fantastic.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else now? Oh, yeah. There's another thing, and that is the Scented Letter Project. So I wanted to talk about that just really quickly. You know, you probably get
emails. Found a letter for you.
Oh, yeah.
I took to Italy. The scent's gone. But, you know, I took it to Italy and didn't know where I put it.
Oh.
Got it back again. It was inside a book.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I have things to send there.
Anyway,
you know,
I'm gonna send it sometime.
Yeah, we'll get some, like, it's a really small group. So there's only 12 people in it. And people go to join. And I have to say no, because, you know, because we share our addresses. So it's only people who know people that are in the group, you know, so that's all. But it's open to anybody to try to join it, but it is a really private group for that reason, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, and then the other thing is Juliana's course. I'm going to, that's coming up soon. So that is.
It's about Juliana's course.
So that kind of is a bit of a surprise. So it's actually an e-commerce course. So it's basically going to help people to set up, you know, like if you want to set up a website to sell your goods online.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really how to set it up right from scratch.
Good.
Step by step.
I'm gonna need it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's geared towards perfumers, artisans, and people like yourself and myself. But it's not just that anybody can do it. So she is really an expert. And so she's actually there as well to guide people through if they have questions. And she's really well qualified as well. So that's going to be in English.
Good.
Yeah, she's really good.
We've got good students, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Excellent people.
Oh, great. She's fantastic. She's fantastic. So I think that's everything. And the other thing is your pilot, your workshops, your advanced perfumers workshops, the pilot offer. So people can contact you to get the code, and it's only going to be available until, what did we say?
21st.
1 month. June. Yeah, the 21st of June. So if anybody wants it, they can contact me or contact Anne. And it's just relating to the Portuguese version of the advanced perfumers workshops.
Okay.
So I needed to say that to people. Okay. And then the other thing is just some feedback with regards to the podcast itself, just sound wise. So I'm going to listen back to this, and we're going to leave it mainly unedited, because to pick up the, you know, the flow.
We're not so bad, are we?
Oh, Anne, I have to say, Anne, you're brilliant. Like, this is just so rich. I'm just going out of my mind here, you know, like your descriptions. I'm just like, whoa. I can't believe that we just captured that. It's just
good.
I'm delighted. And hopefully it wasn't too painful or stressful for you, so you will want to do it again.
Okay, anytime. Yeah.
But so I just want to say thanks a million anyway.
Okay.
Bye-bye.